Good morning, MGTOW men. This is something about, you know, equality and feminism and, you know, equal opportunity, you know, that I won't put up with, you know. In in, you know, these 12-step groups like Narcotics Anonymous, people are picked on the basis of gender to share, you know, like, so it goes boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, because it's equality, you know. But typically, you know, out of, say, 100 junkies in the room, there's going to be, say, 60 of them are going to be men, and 30 of them are going to be women, you know. Well, you know, 66 of them are going to be men, and, you know, 33% are going to be women. So there's twice as many men in the room as there are women, and yet the women, proportionally, based on gender, are getting asked to share twice as often as the men. And that gets up my ass, and I just refuse to play along with it. And I've once chaired a meeting where there were some rabid feminists, you know, in the meeting, and what I did is I just, as people walked, I was chairing the meeting, as people walked in the fucking door, I wrote down their names, you know, on a list, you know, on a first come, first serve base. So if 10 men walk in the room, then they get asked to share first, you know. And if 10 women walk in the room, you know, they get asked to share first. And if there's 5 women, then 5 men, or 5 men and then 5 women, you know, there's no discrimination. It's first come, first served. You know, it's like lining up at the soup kitchen for a bowl of hot soup and a bread roll, you know. And this militant fucking feminist, just a retarded asshole. So I've picked 5 guys in a row, and she's there sitting there shaking with rage, and then she jumps up on the seat and starts screeching, "I'm not putting up with this shit, rah, 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 rah," you know. "Come on, girls, ooh," you know, and then, you know, her and her bloody adoring little acolytes get up and, you know, she storms out of the meeting with a little group of adoring little acolytes in tow, you know. And, I don't know, 2 weeks later, you know, she's banging up smack in an alleyway in Footscray. And this was a chick, Mrs. N.A., Mrs. fucking feminist, Mrs. drug rehab counsellor, working with the poor, still suffering addicts, you know. And, you know, total intolerance, you know. And that's one of the really good life lessons, you know. Don't subscribe to shit. You know, and, oh God. And what happened today is I went to an online NA meeting, and the woman who was chairing the meeting, you know, there's only like about, I don't know, I wasn't paying super close attention, but there was like 3 women in the online meeting, and there was like 20 men, you know, or 17 men, something like that. And so the first 2 women have been asked to share, and then there was a man, and then she goes, "Oh, well, so and so, there's not many women in the meeting today, so I'll ask you to share," you know. You know, and it's that boy, girl, you know, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl shit, you know. And I just thought, fuck off, you know. You know, it should be first people in the, according to how I see things, it should be the first come, first served, you know. You know, if you're that fucking important that you reckon everybody wants to listen to all the shit you come out with, then you make sure you're the first one in the door, you know. And if you don't really give a fuck one way or another, then, you know, turn up half an hour late, you know. And, yeah, so anyway, after this chick had just come out with this feminist shit, you know. I needled her, and women aren't very fucking, most women aren't that fucking bright. They're just brainwashed with all this feminist shit, and boy oh boy did she arc up, you know. And it's not like intelligent arcing up as in, you know, like, you know, parrying with you know, bit of parrying parrying with the, it's just reactionary mouthy bullshit, because they're like, you know they're used to taking one step off the edge, and they're in the child's pool, you know, the baby's sort of pool, you know. And you know, when they fuck with me, they're immediately into the deep end and way over their head, so they just come out with reactionary shit. And so this is the story that follows. And after saying this, after putting this to her, she just says, oh, there's a fucking dickhead in the meeting and I'm just going to boot him. You know, as in kick him out of the online meeting. Well, good luck with that. Women, God.